Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So heading into the year, let's do a little overestimation.
Offensive rookie of the year. Yeah, sorry.
All right, let's do a little overestimation, underestimation game. I want to ask you some questions.
Okay, do it.
Give me some NFL music when you get a chance, Carter. I thought heading into the year, the pass rush was going to be improved. I might have overestimated that.
Yeah.
They're pretty bad. What do you think five games?
You know what? I will...
No QB hits this week. Bosa had 3 QB hits to start the season. The rest of the D-line this year has 6.
It's kind of hard to, you know, say that because you lost your best player on defense and on that line in Nick Bosa. But we did think it was going to be a depth piece. We did think that, hey, Bryce Huff, maybe he could take another leap or get back to what he was with New York. Maybe Mykal Williams, maybe he could flash. You know, Alfred Collins flashed last week. I would with you, though. We did overestimate even the depth on that.
They're razor thin.
It's not very good.
If they get a sack, we will be going crazy. Sack.
Hell, that might be the difference of the game. Just getting them down.
Did we overestimate or underestimate the offensive line? Because I feel like Colt McKivitz is actually playing okay. And I know the offensive line is heavily scrutinized. I feel like they've been all right. And that's with Trent Williams not looking great.
What if I told you when it comes to the offensive line, we overestimated the run blocking and underestimated the pass blocking? Is that a cop-out?
No, I like that.
I think that's properly
assessed.
I think that's where we're at with this team in a run-first offense, the zone running scheme of Kyle Shanahan. They can't do anything right now.
Who's been their best offensive lineman?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's probably the player's name you hear the least, right? That's usually how it works with offensive linemen. But
Jake Brendel?
It might be Jake Brendel. You're laughing.
I'm not laughing. I asked.
It might be Jake Brendel.
That's crazy.
Right?
Dominic Pooney not looking as good. Just wild.
And I think Connor Colby's been up and down as a rookie, so
Did we over or underestimate Brock Purdy heading into the year? Or can you not even accurately make an assessment? I don't think you can.
We overestimated the durability of him. How about that? I mean, we might be talking about the guy's durability going forward. And how many times have we been talking about with the Kyle Shanahan quarterback or just a quarterback for the Niners? Whether it's Alex Smith, whether it's Colin Kaepernick, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Trey Lance, in that long line of quarterbacks that just can't stay healthy. I'm hoping I'm wrong, Joe, but maybe Brock Purdy's going to be another list, add him to the list of those players, which sucks.
If you had to bet today, you betting that he ever even comes close statistically, forget record-wise, statistically to his 2023 season?
No. I don't think he comes close to that. Only because everything went right that season for that 49ers team offensively. Did it not?
God, that sucks.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey, you had two MVP candidates, Joe. Two. Legitimately.
In the quarterback
and running back. And you weren't able to win that. I know, I don't want to bring up old wounds, but you weren't able to capitalize off that year. And everything did change on that Christmas night game at Levi Stadium when Lamar Jackson got tripped by the ref. Like,
knowing what you know now, did we over or underestimate the contract as a whole and how it was structured for Purdy?
TBD. That's a cop-out answer.
No, I think it's the right answer.
TBD.
It's too early to make an assessment on this. You don't make a contract assessment after a third of one season.
But if I come away from this season saying the backup quarterback looked better than the starting quarterback heading into it, that's a problem.
It's not good.
Then we are saying we overestimated the contract.
Okay. What about the health of the 49ers as a whole? Can you count on Ayuk and Kittle to be healthy enough? Did you over or underestimate their overall health?
I guess I over. I didn't think they were going to get this hurt this early. I mean,
there's no way they could get this injured.
No way. I mean, you lost Bosa for the season. That's a guy who obviously has dealt with ACLs in the past, but the way it happened sucks. Losing George Kittle in the first game of the season.
Yeah, it's right? Insane.
I mean, you knew Brandon Ayuk, so that was part of it. You knew he was going to be out.
I remember he was on the sidelines with no helmet, and I texted the group that, why is Kittle on the sideline with no helmet?
I mean, and then you lost Brock Purdy, first and foremost. Again, in that first game to a turf toe injury.
Bosa,
right? And then you just keep going. The list goes up. Pearsall, Jennings, the list goes on and on and on.
All right, underestimation.
And by the way, Christian McCaffrey not being a part of that is actually kind of insane.
It's insane.
It's insane that he's not on the injured part.
We underestimated
him. But they're doing a good job. I'll give credit to them. Having his days off, having the vet days, whatever they're doing is working.
They're managing him well.
Yes.
So we got that going for ourselves.
So yeah, that
the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, thank you.
Did we underestimate D Winners?
I don't think we did, Joe. You and I were in lockstep saying, and maybe this level of D.
Yeah.
Maybe with that level of
E. I didn't see him playing this well.
I mean.
But we knew the position was important.
I don't think any of us thought that we'd be saying, wow, we're seeing Dre Greenlaw flashes early with this kid.
No, he's been better than Dre Greenlaw, who hasn't played. I mean, it's. Come on.
You said it right there. Is this the best linebacker tandem in the NFL?
It's one of them.
I think it is. Dean Winters and Fred Warner.
It's one of them.
We know Fred Warner is the best linebacker, but linebacking tandem, at least top five.
Minnesota's somewhere in the mix.
Yeah, they're good.
There's a couple of teams.
Sure.
Anyway, what about Mac Jones?
Oh, we definitely underestimated this guy. Even I did. I mean, I was higher on Mac Jones than most. I think he'd win you a couple games. I didn't think we'd be saying the guy's 3-0 and has looked like one of the better quarterbacks. Joe, he leads the league in throwing yards per game?
It's incredible.
What?
It's incredible. It's
300 incredible. Plus, it's him and Matt Stafford?
301.
Oh, my God.
Throwing to a bunch of guys they just got.
The guys we nicknamed Skillet Hands?
I know.
Kendrick Bourne?
All right, quickly.
Jake Tonjes?
The impact of Robert Saleh on the defense. Did we underestimate that?
I definitely underestimated. I thought it'd be better. I didn't think it'd be this good.
I mean, they're functional.
They're being like
with nothing, with literally personnel none of us have heard of.
And you know what? If they get picked apart this week against that Bucs team that's been picking everyone apart, can I be mad at them?
Did we underestimate the NFC West and the strength of the division?
I think I did. A lot of people we're saying, you know, yeah, you got the Niners. Who knows? Maybe they could be a playoff team. You had the Rams, and then you had a lot of question marks. Like, Sam Darnold, do it again, right?
I totally agree.
Definitely underestimated this division.
And then I think my biggest takeaway, I overestimated the top of the NFC.
Yeah, I'm going to say TBD with that one.
I'd still love Detroit.
I love Detroit too. And people are, again, they're going to bury the Eagles right now. Be careful. We love to do instant reaction. And again, they don't look good. Things are bad right now.
Second most sacks in the NFL right now, Jalen Hurts.
It's not looking good. But you know what?
18.
But Joe, what were you saying this time last year when the Eagles were 2-2?
No doubt.
They had their head coach. Who was it? The head coach? Is it Jalen Hurts? They were yelling at each other. They figured it out. Won the whole damn
thing. I know, but this feels a little different.
Different, for sure. You know what doesn't?
I'm not going to bury them, though.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. But I don't think they're as good as they were last year. They could still right the ship and be really, really good at the end of the
year.
Real
quick, before we hit the Fast Five, who would you bank on has a better chance of getting back to the Super Bowl at this point? Chiefs or the Eagles?
I'm still taking the Chiefs because I think the AFC is that bad.
Okay.
I really do.
I think I might be with you, which sounds insane.
I go Eagles.
Okay.
You're going to go Eagles? Okay. What about you, Carter?
I'm going Chiefs.
Okay, so 3 to Chiefs. Wow.
Let me ask you guys. What would hurt more? Eagles back-to-back going through the Chiefs or Dodgers?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.